WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is a second attempt by a developer to build apartments in an established Bryan neighborhood near CHI St. Joseph Health Center.
While the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission granted a conditional use permit last Thursday, there's been an appeal by a property owner who lives within 200 feet of the site, located near 29th and Villa Maria behind Hillier Funeral Home. That means the city council will consider the proposal. A tentative hearing date's been set for April 11th. During last week's P&Z meeting, 28 opponents, homeowners and representatives of two doctor's offices, say the construction of five, two- and three-story apartment buildings will cause more traffic congestion and flooding. Donna Chester challenged city staff how they could support the project.
Staff maintains that the proposed 69 unit would create fewer unfavorable effects or impacts. My question is, what are the favorable, unfavorable impacts? Cities never addressed them. We have the right to know what those are before moving forward. And the same thing with number 9. The city says that it is unable to discern any potential detrimental issues that could arise from the development of the units. My question again, what are they referring to?
City planner Stephanie Dolan says if it's approved, all concerns will be addressed before building permits are issued by the city's site review committee.
Staff believes that a multifamily, multiple family residential use is appropriate at this location, as suggested by our comprehensive plan and by our health and wellness area plan.
None of the P&Z members offered comments before the project gained the minimum 5 votes necessary for approval. The proposal was defeated 2.5 years ago on a 4-3 vote. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Add the Bryan City Council to the governing bodies opposed to the state's new public school accountability system being based on an A through F letter grade. The council was thanked at last week's meeting by Bryan ISD Communications Director Brandon Webb.
We have the case of Bryan High School, which earned 5 distinctions under the state accountability system we were previously under. Distinctions are where you compare yourself against your 39 other comparable schools in the state. The 39 other schools that look just like you or as close to you as possible. Bryan High earned 5 distinctions. That's a stellar academic record of accomplishment this past year. And yet, under the state accountability system, D's.
Webb says Bryan ISD is among more than half of the school districts in the state that are on the record opposing the A through F rating system. Resolving water disputes was among the issues discussed in the Texas House this week. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is a member of the Natural Resources Committee.
We spent the majority of the time about talking about all the water Mexico has curtailed from us and looking at that agreement we made many, many moons ago, and it's time to renegotiate that. And I think Trump gives us that opportunity as well. And then we also have some state water issues between us and New Mexico, not letting water get here. So from a Western Texas perspective, that it spends a lot of time in drought.
Cassell says if they play their cards right, Texas has the opportunity to capture more water from the Rio Grande and Colorado rivers. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1933, we've been your home. Serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hey, good morning, 609. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. We also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable clouds as we start the day today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms popping up. Breezy today, 70 to 75. There will be some sunshine developing as the day goes on. We're partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to about 50 to 55. For tomorrow, partial sunshine, high 70 to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night near 60. Clouds linger across the area Thursday with scattered showers, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the A&M baseball team's games against UT Rio Valley, Rio Grande Valley. Meanwhile, also for Aggie baseball, Logan Foster was named SEC Freshman of the Week yesterday. And in the NBA, the Spurs rallied for a victory over the Rockets in San Antonio. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. All right, Brad, thanks for sitting in yesterday.
Absolutely.
It was, what, 80 yesterday or something?
Yeah. High around 80, yeah.
I mean, really windy and all that kind of stuff. It's great for drying clothes, but, aside from that. So we're back to 72 today, we hope.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be in the 70s the rest of the week. So yeah. Maybe a little cloudy and rainy, but cooler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The trees are already out. All that stuff doesn't matter anymore.
The blue bonnets have already started blooming.
Is that crazy or what? You know?
Talk about early.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're lucky because if you... For a while, I lived in another part of the state, and they didn't have blue bonnets.
Really?
There. Yeah.
Ugh, bummer.
Yeah. I know. Well, they had pine trees, but, you know, it's East Texas.
Well, and then, you know, nice. I lived in, like, blue bonnet country for 2 years and got used to seeing just, like, massive fields of them.
Sure, sure.
And so now, like, yeah, you see them on the highways and stuff. But
well, back in the day, that's right. Back in the day, 105 from outside of Navasota, mm-hmm. I mean, they gigantic fields back then of them. And it just, we don't have that kind of stuff anymore.
Right.
But yeah, they're there. And, you know, all it takes is a little rain and sunshine, which is what we've gotten.
Yep.
And even seeing Indian paintbrushes.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, I don't know, did either of y'all have to do flower notebooks?
Sounds kind of familiar, like in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we had like a sixth grade teacher, and that was her big deal. And so, you know, every weekend it'd be go out and try to find unusual flowers and stuff. And
pick them, because that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, and that's
especially
just,
those blue ones. Pick a few of those, see what happens.
And that was the whole deal, is because then there's this moral dilemma that you pull these things up. But I can remember white bonnets that were, I mean, they were around. You could certainly find them. But also some people had maroon bonnets.
Yes, I have seen those. Yeah. And I've seen the seeds that you can buy.
Oh, can
to
you
plant
buy
those.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
Aggie blue bonnets.
There you are.
You know, whatever.
Because it was a genetic thing back then. And now all you got to do is zap the seeds, I guess.
Yep,
that kind of thing happened. So there you go. There's our blue bonnet thing. All right, so... Teenage identical twins have made academic history of the good kind.
Oh, good.
In a Long Island high school. WCBS-TV is reporting that Locust Valley High School seniors Nick and Matt Rizzo have the top two highest grade point averages in Nassau County graduating class. They both earned the valedictorian spot.
Hey,
no,
that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
It really is. I think that I find interesting is that's a name that is not Asian also.
Correct.
You know, just say it. Okay, the pair says that they have always competed inside the classroom. Both teens enjoy online strategy games and bowling when they're not hitting the books. They want to thank their parents for pushing them to achieve.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
Mom and Dad are just happy they tied.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't have to worry about breaking up that fight.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
both boys have college offers from different states, so they may, in fact, be in their last year of school together.
Oh, okay.
The twins say they are considering a combined speech at graduation. Well, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You do one line, I'll do another.
Yep.
All right, so there you are. It's twin valedictorians in New York.
It's going to be a good morning, a good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
Mation.
They could walk out and then open their robes and says, I'm with stupid, right? And have, or I'm as stupid as he is.
I wonder if their twinism has something to do with how smart they are both. You know, they have very similar brain makeup.
Could well be.
I wonder if there's another unsuccessful child in the family that no one's talking about.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
All right, here we go. It's Tuesday, March the 7th, day 66. Got 299 of them to go. We have a lot of stuff packed into this day that's not fair. It seemed like good enough that they should have a day by themselves.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I mean, it's cereal day.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay.
It should have its own day.
And once again, why just a day?
We could do a whole segment about cereal.
We will later on.
Oh, good.
But it's also National Pancake Day.
Oh.
What is that about?
Huh.
Yeah, two breakfast foods? That's hard to share the same day.
Don't know how they did that, but I believe this is this may be the day that participating IHOP restaurants
give you the free short stack.
Yep, and then you donate money, see? So that's what that is today. It's apparently, this is Fun Facts About Names Day.
Okay.
See, all week long is apparently International Celebrate Your Name Week.
And remember, we never went back and looked up what our names
meant. We didn't do that. Oh. And that was the thing, is yesterday was Fun Facts About Names, celebrating names, looking up interesting tidbits about those names.
Okay. It was also a namesake day also yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Which was, yeah, like things about celebrating people who have your same name.
So this is, it says starts, so maybe there's a website. We'll go see. But today, Tuesday, is Unique Names Day.
Ooh.
This is the day to salute friends, acquaintances, and loved ones who have unique names.
All right.
Now, I'm just going to say that athletics has pretty much changed that world.
Yeah, tell me about it.
My favorite Key and Peele skit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, when they go through the, as if they were in, like, the All-Star game.
Yes.
And so they go in and do, like, the talking head bios.
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
All right, so folks, that's Key and Peele. They used to have a show. I don't think it's on anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Really, really pretty sophisticated stuff. But they did this deal where they've got an all-star football game, and they say, let's meet the stars.
Yeah.
And it's just these two guys. They do different names, different looks. The schools are real that they name. But,
right.
But the
and the names are just so crazy
ridiculous.
Out there.
And,
yeah.
And in some ways, just so similar that. And I hate to say this, but I think women's basketball has probably led the way with that. You know, it used to be that they all just had names that you knew, but now it's kind of like they took a bag with a bunch of letters and dumped them out on the table and just said, here it is.
I'd be willing to bet that tennis is probably the worst.
Well, tennis
has, I mean, it's a lot of foreign people.
It's foreign,
you know,
though.
There are a lot of foreign countries and everything. But
these are, you know, Americans who choose
But if you look at the name Garbina Muguruza.
Okay,
and you'd be completely wrong.
That's, but the thing is, we don't see play by play in play by play you're saying the names over and over again, as opposed to tennis where you don't do that so much. You talk about the action of the game because you know who the two players are because they're just two players. But when you got 10 basketball players out there, you have to end up saying those names over and over and over again. So bizarre. Anyway, so thank you, moms and dads, for giving your kids those names.
And thank you for giving play-by-play announcers a headache.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. It's a Crown Roast of Pork Day.
All right.
Day. All right.
Wow.
And it's also Teen Tech Week. Starting today, I guess. All right.
Okay.
That's fine. All right, some birthdays out there.
We do have birthdays. Laura Prepon is 37. She was, of course,
Donna.
Donna from That 70s Show.
Mm-hmm. She's also now she's on Orange is the New Black.
Yep. Yeah. Jenna Fisher is 43. She played Pam on The Office.
Sure.
Okay.
Peter Sarsgaard is 46.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He has done quite a bit of things.
He's done a lot of shows.
Magnificent Seven remake, and then Jarhead, Garden State, The Orphan, all kinds of things.
Okay. Slap.
Yep. Yeah. Rachel Weisz is 47 from the Mummy movies.
Mm-hmm.
Wanda Sykes is 53.
Wanda.
Wanda Sykes. Yeah.
She's very funny. Politics, of course, probably not the same as ours. But,
probably not.
But yeah, she's a funny lady. Taylor Dane is 55.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it to my heart. Freddie Johnston is 56.
And we're at work?
And we're at work, yeah. 1994's Songwriter of the Year.
Really?
Yep.
What did Freddie write in 19... whatever.
Bad Reputation?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Bryan Cranston, 61.
Oh, he's done... You know, wow. This guy's done so much.
He's very talented.
He is. Played the dentist... Well, played in Malcolm in the Middle, right? Played
the dad
Malcolm in the Middle and the dentist on Seinfeld. And then, of course,
and then
he
exploded
was.
As Walter White
yeah,
in
really.
Breaking Bad. Yeah. Lynn Swan, 65, NFL Hall of Famer. Franco Harris is 67, Pittsburgh Steelers legend.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Wolf is 71, lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, which you would think it would have been Jay Giles.
Why not?
Well, maybe not, though. And Willard Scott.
Hey.
83.
Daniel J. Trevante, he was on Hill Street Blues, 77 years old. Michael Eisner, who used to be the head of Disney Mouse World. Did you say Lynn Swan?
No.
Yeah, Lynn Swan and Franco Harris have share a birthday.
Oh.
Lynn's 65 and Franco Harris is 67. Right. Yvonne Lindell used to be a tennis dude, 57. Janet Guthrie.
Ah.
Janet Guthrie is 79 years old.
Wow.
Almost 80 years old. That's surprising. I think she was the first woman to run in the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, wow. That's right. Okay.
And Jasper Parvnik, the golfer, is 52. There you are at 621.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As the Obama administration continues to deny accusations that they surveilled Donald Trump's communications throughout the 2016 campaign, well, WikiLeaks claims that President Obama has a long history of tapping and hacking his friends and rivals. WikiLeaks released a long list of Obama's phone tapping victims. For example, the whistleblower site claims that President Obama's NSA bugged a private meeting between the U.N. Secretary General and German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. They also stole sensitive Italian diplomatic cables detailing how Prime Minister Netanyahu implored Italy's prime minister to help patch up his relationship with President Obama, who was refusing to talk to Netanyahu. And the list goes on. Does the Obama administration really think we believe they had nothing to do with surveilling Trump's campaign?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kashinka with your money now. IBM and Salesforce are joining forces to work on artificial intelligence. According to the terms of the deal, IBM and Salesforce will integrate their AI platforms, Watson and Einstein, and some of their software and services. The partnership is a bid to boost sales of data analytics offerings. Radio Shack's owner is preparing to seek bankruptcy protection for the second time in as many years as the 1,500-store chain looks to further shrink to survive. Today's Wall Street Journal says parent company General Wireless Operations is in talks with partner Sprint and potential investors about reducing the chain's footprint and could file for Chapter 11 protection as soon as today. Russia's energy minister says the nation is gradually reducing its oil production in line with an agreement reached with OPEC late last year and should be fully compliant by the end of April. Right now, crude oil up 18 cents at $53.38 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures this morning are modestly lower. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, I always bring you stories of stupid criminals that I seem to find amusing, but this one just might be my favorite. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. In an interesting twist on Hansel and Gretel, a 39-year-old guy named Travis Pratt broke out of jail in Wise, Virginia on Saturday. Then he stole a truck and got himself some beer. Well, apparently, he was just pounding the beers and throwing his empties into the truck bed. And that turned out to be his critical mistake. Because, see, the cans were flying out onto the road, and the cops were able to follow the trail of beer cans right to where Travis was hiding. He's facing charges for destruction of property, felony escaping, and resisting arrest. He'll probably also be charged for stealing the truck, but it just leaves me wondering, is he also going to be charged with littering? I guess we'll see. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger and the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning, it's 627 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor studio. WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, let's have the weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning we're looking at. Mostly cloudy, high temperature around 72. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Then they'll be in the north this afternoon and gusting up to maybe as high as 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 60%. Any new rainfall we get, probably be about a quarter to a half an inch of rain. As far as tonight, a little bit cooler, 53 with those winds out of the northwest. Then tomorrow, the winds continue out of the northeast. It'll be 74 degrees, about 78 on Thursday. And they're telling us with an increased chance of showers at 40% on Friday, maybe back up to 80 again. And then on Saturday, right now, they're telling us there'll be a 50-50 chance of shower. So we'll see. Now, rain in the area right now, we have 96% relative humidity. Winds out of the south at 5, and it's 69.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
One day, when your life is over, what is it that people will say and remember about you? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Here's a question I bet you've asked yourself. At my funeral, what will people say about me?
I think the quest to be remembered for leading life of significance is something that every human being wants. And when we come to a funeral or have a brush with mortality, it's a bit of a wake-up call.
Rabbi Daniel Cohen, author of the book What Will They Say About You When You're Gone, says what people will remember is how you led your life.
When I wake up in the morning, I truly feel grateful for the blessings that I have. It means I'm asking myself, what can I do today to make somebody else's day? To just living life with a greater sense of awareness, passion, and purpose.
Which we would all like to think we do, but...
A mystic said many years ago, my job in life is not to resurrect the dead, it's to resurrect the living. You know, people just walk through life and don't really think about what they're doing and aren't present. There's a wonderful book called Time and the Art of Living by Robert Gruden. And he says, ask yourself every day, what are you doing today that is worthy of future memory? I mean, that question alone is like a head check.
It's often the little moments that people will remember.
That could just be a moment's encounter in a supermarket or in any location, in your office, in your home, where you really say, what am I going to do to help lift up that person? And in that moment, you're going to feel more alive and you're going to feel more purposeful.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Traffic and flooding issues around CHI St. Joseph Health Center will only get worse, according to neighboring business and homeowners who oppose the construction of a new apartment complex near 29th and Villa Maria.
While five members of Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission approved a conditional use permit, there was an appeal to the city council. A tentative date of April 11th has been set for the council to consider whether to proceed with the construction of five two- and three-story buildings behind Hillier Funeral Home off Bristol. After P&Z heard last Thursday from 28 opponents, city planner Stephanie Dolan says if the permit's approved, their concerns will be addressed by the city's site review committee.
It consists of 25 to 35 individuals. It includes the fire marshal, it includes TxDOT, and includes many, many individuals who look to ensure that the site is compatible with the use as well as with all of the issues that have been addressed tonight.
Preliminary plans call for the construction of 69 one- and two-bedroom apartments. Opponents say there will be only 92 parking spaces at the 87-bedroom complex. The apartments will also border the Upper Burton Creek Neighborhood Conservation District, which homeowner Karen Hillier pointed out restricts the number of unrelated residents of a housing unit.
And if you choose to ignore the sincere desire of the neighborhood residents to maintain its current quality of life, we find it imperative to deny access to the apartment complex off of Bristol Street. Access should be to the major arteries of Villa Maria and 29th Street.
It's the second time in 3 years developers are trying to build apartments on the vacant land. No one on P&Z offered comments before the permit vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School District is among more than half the districts in the state that oppose the new A through F accountability rating system. The Bryan City Council joined opponents by passing a resolution at its last meeting. Bryan ISD's communications director Brandon Webb thanked the council.
It primarily does target schools that are struggling financially. That shows up very, very clearly in the data. And despite the best intentions, I think, of the Texas Education Agency that this system not be a bell curve, giving A through F scores across the state. In fact, that's exactly what happened. Only 10% of the schools in Texas earned an A, and we think our schools are better than that.
Webb pointed out Bryan High, which earned five academic distinctions under the state's prior rating system, now has D grades.
So which is it? Which accountability system are we going to go with in our state?
Webb also thanked the council and city staff for their close working relationship with Bryan ISD. In Austin, the chairman of the House Public Education Committee was among those unveiling a school finance plan, adding $1.6 billion. HB 21, which gets its first committee hearing today, would increase per student funding by $200 and add money for transportation and other programs. Also getting its first legislative hearing today is the proposal regarding transgender bathrooms. Yesterday, both sides in the debate held news conferences.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick making his arguments in favor of his priority transgender bathroom legislation, most notably that it would not cause a business backlash with money and jobs leaving the state.
The stories of any negative economic impact are just false narrative put forth by the opposition.
To drive home the point, Patrick has brought in North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest to talk about the impact they faced when they passed similar legislation.
That most extreme impact equates to 0.1% of our annual GDP. That's the economic impact.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas House this week followed the Senate by approving the governor's emergency legislation giving more money to reform the state's foster child program. Kyle Cassell of College Station was part of the unanimous vote.
And those kids deserve it. They've been in a situation that they have no control over. They're being abused. And now the state, you know, making the Child Protective Department of Family and Protective Services a standalone agency is huge. And then making sure our priority is keeping those kids in a kinship care, you know, making sure they go to a family member, if at all possible, instead of a stranger. That was a big day for children of Texas.
Cassell, a member of the House Natural Resources Committee, said there was a hearing this week looking into how Texas can resolve water disputes with Mexico and the state of New Mexico. Officials from Mexico and Texas are urging the state's lawmakers to defend the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's after some lawmakers expressed concern of a GOP plan that added a 20% tax on all imported goods. Mexico's Consul General in Austin told state lawmakers yesterday that NAFTA increased trade between both nations sixfold to $584 billion. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Amar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small-town attention you miss with large dealers. At Wegward Inc., you'll always get upfront, no-hassle pricing on Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractors. And with spring right around the corner, it's time to get ready to take care of those weeds. Right now, special pricing on 300 and 500-gallon spray rigs and shredders and an extra discount this month on 12-foot batwing shredders by Bushwhacker. Go to Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, visit WegwardInc.com, or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan-College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checking the weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll start with clouds this morning. Some breaks of sunshine will develop. Watch for scattered showers or a thunderstorm as the day goes on. Breezy today, we're up to 70 to 75. Turning partly cloudy overnight, lows will fall back to 50 to 55. Partial sun in the forecast for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouds will move in tomorrow night. Lows are going to be near 60. And we're mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance of showers and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team gets set to face UT Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow. We'll take a look forward to that. Meanwhile, Logan Foster's been named SEC Freshman of the Week for A&M baseball. And in the NBA, despite a good performance by James Harden, the Rockets fell to the rallying Spurs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, so there you go. So, you know, this guy who's president, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's
interesting, isn't it?
It just doesn't stop, right? It doesn't. And I'm guessing that I don't know what y'all talked about necessarily yesterday, but I mean,
oh, you weren't tuned into the show, Scott?
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Love the support.
No. We mainly talked about the wiretaps. I don't know if that surprises you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they were wiretapping the building, right?
So they say.
And so, but he said, you know, he wiretapped me. And I'm not saying it didn't happen. It very, very much necessarily could have happened. There's no doubt. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says that President Trump possesses credible evidence that former President B.O. ordered the wiretapping of Trump Tower in New York City last year. He was on CNN yesterday, and he said, quote, if the President of the United States said that, he's got his reasons to say it. Hmm. Okay.
I mean, right. Fair enough, you know. I don't know if that means that it's necessarily true or not, but
we don't know. All right, in the meantime, Kelly says that the U.S. may want improved vetting procedures for travelers from several more countries than the six Muslim-majority nations. You know, he rolled out his kind of revamped travel deal, and it won't take effect until March the 16th rather than right away. So that means everybody gets to read it and understand it as opposed to the first time. But what they're saying is that in fact, this one may be on much more solid ground legally. And it's fairly narrow the way that they're applying for new visa applicants, which probably is the place where the president wants to have the most authority. And that's, again, the newbies coming in here and making sure that they are not troublemakers. But anyhow, he said there may be 13 or 14 more countries added to it.
I mean, if it were me, which I'm no political advisor whatsoever, but if it were me, I would suggest exercising caution, considering the fact that one of the defending points that they have on the fact that he's implementing this what they call travel ban,
yeah,
is that these are from countries that Obama had already designated.
Very
so
true.
If he adds more, that argument is just thrown out the window.
More people will be angry with him as well.
So I would just exercise caution on this.
That's right. Republicans yesterday afternoon, about 5 o'clock or so, apparently rolled out their ideas for repeal and replace of Obamacare.
Skepticism is already floating around Washington, D.C. after House Republicans released their long-awaited replacement plan for Obamacare. But Republican analysts say the GOP will suffer if they repeal the entitlement because so many people depend on it. The House is expected to vote on the health care bill in the next 2 weeks before it goes before the Senate in April. In New York, Kelly Wright, Fox News.
Yeah, and that's part of it, clearly, and that's what they have to find a way to do is help those people who can't afford it themselves, the subsidy for through taxes or whatever. And yesterday, I did see a little bit of the chairman of the, because as we talked to Congressman Flores yesterday or last week, this committee is so big that they actually have to break the bill into two pieces. And we'll certainly hear more from him tomorrow about the portion that the subcommittee that he's on takes care of it. But there are going to be some sort of tax breaks there. And Kevin Brady, who's the chairman of Ways and Means, says that part won't go away, that it'll still be there, and it could be as much as $14,000 a year, depending on the situation, as far as tax that tax breaks that the government will give people who can't afford Obamacare in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But this also means that we individuals have to go out and find our own insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Chelsea, you were talking about that time in your life when you had to be an insurance shopper. And it's
right.
A difficult thing.
It's
rough.
Is.
Yeah.
It is.
And they're going to have to come up with things that people can understand. And I don't think it's a bad thing for us to be consumers of that. It's not it's not up to our bosses to decide what our insurance coverage should be. They need to run the company, and we need to find out what kind of insurance options are out there and what the ramifications are based on the
Well, and the hardest part is when it becomes difficult, it's even more difficult to reach anyone in customer service.
Yeah.
And I understand that they have, you know, they're flooded with calls, especially around deadlines. But when, you know, you're sitting on hold and it says the average wait time is 32 minutes.
Yeah.
You're like, what the heck am I supposed to do for the next 32 minutes?
Sure.
And then you finally reach someone, and you know, it happens everywhere. And then you get moved to another, transferred to another call or another person. And so that's the frustrating part too, is it's hard. And I know there are some local efforts to help people with health insurance, and there's places you can go. And I definitely thought about taking advantage of those sometimes because it just gets really difficult. Even when I'm very tech savvy, I'm good on a computer and finding things through a website. And it was still one of the most difficult things, processes that I had ever been through.
I'm right there with you. I had to do the same thing a couple of years ago. I was working contract before I came back here, and I had to look for insurance myself. And even that was when they first implemented healthcare.gov, which was a disaster to say the least.
It was, sure.
But even trying to go through that was just complicated, and I don't understand how some people who don't possess the wherewithal to actually like get a job and stuff like that can do something like that, because it was complicated for me, and I consider myself a somewhat intelligent person.
Well, and you know, the idea, I guess, we're going what has happened is that the Obama administration has put into place a healthcare system that people now believe it is their birthright to have. And I think that's a fallacy, but it doesn't matter because it's in place and you can't take that away now. People now believe that because they were born in U.S. America, then they can have health care.
That's part of the problem, too. I think it's you had to know it was going to be a PR disaster to do this, because people are going to lose health care if you do any sort of repeal or replace to this. People are going to lose health care, but I believe that was by design in Obama's plan.
Sure.
Because it makes whoever takes anything away from it look bad. And that's I think that was all part of the plan.
So the bathroom bill, as you heard in Chelsea's news, the bathroom bill is going to be heard in committee today. Senator Schwertner's on that committee. We're supposed to talk to him at 8:30 in the morning this morning. Or as of this minute, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, so I'm going to be in touch with his office to see. We may move it to 7:30 this morning, since the hearing starts streaming at 8 o'clock this morning. So anyhow, and we may have to move it to tomorrow. I don't know. We'll just that's just kind of fluid. Okay, so we got this Ben Carson guy. Ben Carson, he gave his first speech yesterday. He's Secretary of Health and Human Services. Well, I'll just, no, I'm sorry, HUD, not Health and Human Services. I'll let you hear what Dr. Carson said about immigrants.
That's what America is about, a land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. They, too, had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land.
See, he kind of tried to put slaves and immigrants in the same category, and I don't think that's right.
No, it's not.
And they're going crazy about it, too.
I hear what he's saying. I mean, in essence, what he's saying is these people came to this country and hoped, no matter what they came from, hoped that they would have a better life for themselves and their kids and their grandkids.
Okay, sure.
I got that part. But yeah, don't say that people in slave ships were the same as immigrants
who
were trying to come in.
I don't think anything he was saying was untrue, necessarily. It's just bad choice of words.
Probably shouldn't have tried to put those two things together. Yeah. That's not quite the same. Sneaking in and being in a slave ship is a little different. Mm-hmm. All right, 6:48.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 11th, learn all about spring lawn care. We'll discuss fertilization, pest control, and many other aspects of lawn care. Early spring can be tough on lawns, and we'll teach you about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you ever worked from dawn till dusk only to realize that your masterpiece was more like a mixed-up piece of landscaping? Well, gardener, you probably just tried too hard. I have some of the most common ways you can achieve great results easily, and I'll be back with details, easy steps to a more perfect home landscape, right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you want to have a more beautiful home landscape and you want to keep it looking great but easily, keep it simple. Start with a simple design. The best landscapes are usually modest. No flashy splashes of color sprawled all over the grounds. No tightly sheared shrubs lining walks and drives. Simplicity is always acceptable. Keep it natural. The best landscape looks like a woodland meadow into which a lovely house was mysteriously and gently dropped. Plants aren't sent in straight lines. A limited number of species is involved. While the plants that are used are all adapted, they aren't necessarily only Texas natives, so keep it natural looking, but not necessarily just with native plants. Have at least a basic idea of what you're wanting to achieve with your plantings. Whether it's privacy, recreational space, shade, or just beauty to look at, you'll save yourself years of frustration if you plan for it from the outset. Sketch your plan, then choose plants and materials that will take you there. Have a sequence for the projects. Long-term things like shade trees and turf grass have to come first. Major shrubs fall into the same category, but low shrubs and ground covers can wait if they must. Sometimes, however, it's easier just to get it all done at one time. If funds are limited, perhaps you can wait to do the backyard, get the turf and a shade tree or two planted, and then the rest will come later. Everything should be functional. Plan necessary walks and position the shade where it will be most welcomed. Keep water faucets handy and enlarge the patio if it's too cramped for parties. Every element you introduce into your landscape should have its own purpose, and every plant and every piece of hardscape you add should be the best possible option at fulfilling those needs. Don't do anything cute. Cute landscapes often fail. First, they don't look natural, and second, they can be downright distracting. Your landscape should be the frame for its picture. The picture is your house, and that frame needs to be built very carefully. That means that alternating red-leaf barberry and gold-spot euonymus, while stunning in your mind beforehand, will become staining to the landscape thereafter. Too much color, not a good plan. Keep it tidy. All it takes is one unedged fence or a wind wash of leaves against a wall to make the landscape look unloved. Routine maintenance to keep your plants well fertilized, properly watered, and regularly groomed will pay big dividends. I'm Neil Sperry, and scheming for color will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. The number 12 A&M baseball team returns to Olsen Field for a five-game homestand, starting with games against UT Rio Grande Valley today and tomorrow. The Maroon and White look to snap a two-game losing streak, which included a pair of walk-off losses at the Shriners Hospitals for Children College Classic. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, we got to be better. I mean, it's all about going and getting it done. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's just a matter of going and getting it done. If you're the guy finishing the game, you're either the hero or the goat.
The Aggies are 8-1 at Bluebell Park this year. Dating back to the 2014 season, the Aggies have won 32 of their last 34 midweek contests, including a 3-0 mark this year. John Doc's Axis takes the mound tonight for the Aggies at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, also for Aggie baseball, Texas A&M designated hitter Logan Foster was named SEC Freshman of the Week following the Maroon and White's 3-2 finish this week. The Lincoln, Nebraska native was named to the all-tournament team at the talent-laden Shriners College Classic with 6 runs, 3 doubles, 1 triple, 1 home run, and 2 RBI. Foster is the second Aggie to earn SEC Freshman of the Week in 2017, joining Braden Shoemake, who collected the accolade for his performance the opening weekend. The Texas A&M men's basketball team is Brooklyn-bound next season as the Aggies join Penn State, Oklahoma State, and Pittsburgh to highlight the field for the Legends Classic to be played in the Barclays Center in November. The four schools will each host 2 regional round games on campus. The finals will be November 20th and 21st. Elsewhere in college basketball, Nigel Williams-Goss had 25 points and 8 rebounds, and number 4 Gonzaga secured a spot in the West Coast Conference title game for the 20th straight season with a 77-68 victory over pesky Santa Clara last night. Meanwhile, in women's college basketball, Tenise Martin scored 32 points, and West Virginia beat number 2 Baylor 77-66 in the Big 12 Women's Championship game last night. Martin, a sophomore guard, was also named the tournament's most outstanding player. In the NFL, the Oakland Raiders told the league yesterday they found a new partner to finance their proposed stadium in Las Vegas, Bank of America. A person familiar with the Raiders' plan said the team presented the new proposal with financing backed by Bank of America to the NFL stadium and finance committees. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the plan was not made public. In the NBA,
Leonard. Green blows by Harden. Tapped it away. Kawhi. For a 3-ball as Leonard hits his 111th 3.
Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points, including 17 in the fourth quarter, and made big plays on both ends in the final 30 seconds as the San Antonio Spurs rallied for a 112-110 victory over the Houston Rockets last night. Leonard outscored James Harden 17-4 in the final quarter of a matchup between the two leading MVP candidates as the Spurs won their 8th straight. And out on the ice, Kari Lehtinen made 42 saves, and Devin Shore, Radek Faksa, and Jason Spezza scored, and the Dallas Stars continued their domination of the Washington Capitals with a 4-2 victory last night. Despite struggling this season, Dallas extended its point streak in the series to 12 games and won for the 6th consecutive time in Washington. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, I guess that silence means it's my turn.
I think that's you, yeah.
Sorry, I was down to... Well, because we had Trump tweets, and I was trying to figure out what the deal is with Trump tweets. So after the hour, we're going to have Trump tweets.
All right.
Apparently, for once, it looks like Fox is going to beat us to it, but nonetheless. All right, let's do some weather right now. It's a couple of minutes still, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, 72 for a high temperature today, and it looks like we do have a chance of showers at about 60%. And then after they get out of here, a low temperature tonight, after a wind shift, yeah, going to have that too, probably be down to about 55 degrees. Then we'll have northeasterly winds next couple of days, which will make it a little more comfortable. Right now, again, 69 degrees.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
It's 7 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.